Marinduque to Manila. The nautical miles click by, and Marinduque disappears. The Philippines move into memories, that funky place where facts get forgotten, emotions get heightened, truth gets obscured, and we turn experience into what we want them to be instead of what they really were. Montenegro lines will get us safely across this pond, and when we dock, it's still a 4-hour bus ride to Manila, a throbbing, bustling metropolis that even locals want to avoid. Tomorrow early, I take a plane to Japan, then Minneapolis, then finally to Denver. Time zones will be barreled through like an NFL lineman going after a quarterback. There's a saying that wherever you go, there you are. There's another equally powerful old saying that travel changes you. The water is still and opaque. There are islands we pass that wave at us, and seabirds glide above us, their extended wings riding the drafts. A sailor takes a last puff on his cigarette and flips it overbed with his forefinger. In the sitting area, a kung fu movie is kicking, and those that can sleep do. Traveling by boat is not fast, but I've learned not to be in a hurry.